Because of his emotions, David overrode justice in favor of mercy. And we can be in trouble because of it. Jesus never spoke of justice, though, in the Beatitudes. He did of mercy. Often Christians have absorbed philosophies that are of non-Christian origin to guide them on that which they believe is a moral course. Were they right or were they wrong? Aquinas had no qualms about taking hold of the thoughts of Aristotle and intermingling them with his theology. He was a Dominican, although the Franciscans at the same time had no time for Greek philosophy. Later, the Anglican Bishop of Cloyne, Bishop Berkeley, took to utilitarianism. Should we follow his example or lean more to the scripture alone? Is it naive of us to say scripture alone as the guide, not only for our means of salvation, but for our way of life? And that the basis of our morality is the example of Jesus and the outworking of that which is in the lives of the apostles? No, it isn't naive. Peter clearly thought how we were to act in times of persecution was to follow Jesus. It may be simple, but it's not simplistic. In 1 Peter 2, he says, God called you to endure suffering because Christ suffered for you. He left you an example that you could follow in his footsteps. The question, what would Jesus do, has been used in comedy sketches and often made fun of. Yet Peter taught that we could trace over the life of Jesus, copying his manner of life. Spurgeon preached it. Thomas A. Kempis wrote about it, as did Sheldon in his novel entitled In His Steps. Let's think about it. Jesus taught equality of all, young or old, rich or poor, male or female. He never suggested at any time the greatest happiness for the greatest number was the way forward, nor that the natural law was the sum total of our decision making for morality. But would this work for modern ethical dilemmas? Savior siblings, gene manipulation, in vitro fertilization, as well as abortion, euthanasia, same-sex marriage, which are just a few of the problems we deal with today. Yet, when we think about it, Jesus is the Savior sibling of all times, and he was always healing too. We do not always need things spelt out. They can be dealt with by comparisons of the attitudes and actions taken by Jesus and the apostles. The more we read of the life of Jesus, the more we can be in tune with God's attitude to what is right and what is wrong. I have sometimes been surprised by the devious and unpleasant practices of those who claim to be followers of Jesus. They've caused hurt and harm to others and have been unchallenged without anyone saying, "Is this how Jesus would have done it?" How could a Christian be acting like a sociopath? They will not, if they make the decisions to always ask, what would Jesus do, and then do it Jesus' way. A charismatic bishop was being promoted in the Church of England. He was fitted out in all the finest regalia of an archbishop for his ordination. A friend came up to him and asked the question, "I wonder what the man with sandals would have to say about it. How would the man who had no lodgings for the night react to the news of ministers having multiple houses and executive jets?" Abigail Disney produced a film in 2015 It was called the Armor of Light. It focused on an American pro-life minister coming to the realization that being pro-gun is inconsistent with his pro-life stance. Could we even ever think of Jesus carrying a weapon? He who would sooner be killed than kill? No way. It is not so much our doing, it is our becoming, becoming like Jesus. If we have a Christian ethic for an individual person, is it possible to have one for a whole nation? Although Jesus spoke in terms of Jew and Gentile, he never spoke in terms of nationhood. Though there may be a Muslim nation adhering to a Sharia law, there is not, in the same sense, the possibility of a Christian nation. Yet, of course, people will refer to some countries as being Christian. Though Jesus spoke of respect for the government, even when it treated its people unjustly, as did Paul, Jesus never gave advice for running a country. There are principles a nation can take from Jesus, such as mercy overshadows justice, and many others in a similar vein. In fact, Jesus did not make a big thing of different nations. Are we today making too much of boundaries and land that Jesus would never have done?